Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live worldwide on the radio. Simulcasting on AM and FM dial, global shortwave, the internet streams at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and PrisonPlanet.com, JonesReport.com, Infowars.net, WhatIsTheEndgame.com, ArnoldExposed.com, MartialLaw911.info, TruthNews.us. U.S. Girl Scouts prepare for war pestilence. And driving home last night, I was listening to NPR, and I almost had to stop the car. I already knew this, and I already understand it intellectually, but when it hits you, when what you knew was going to happen actually unfolds, it freaks you out. Under AmeriCorps, they have SecureCorps. Bush set it up in 2002. The Philadelphia Daily News reported high school kids being taken and trained by Homeland Security and Warrant Service, fugitive apprehension, cordoning neighborhoods. Then I saw the books written by Rahm Emanuel, the White House Chief of Staff, his speeches, the bills introduced for National Compulsory Service, them admitting it's going to be a domestic military force under the White House, as big and as strong as the U.S. military, and Obama saying it. And then we cover it, and people laugh at us, and George Soros-run Media Matters comes out and says, I'm a liar, none of it exists. Then we see the New York Times a few months ago with a positive article for it, showing 14 to 16-year-old Eagle Scouts in black uniforms training with M16s and, quote, seek and destroy against veterans with guns. And it describes them with photos going into houses, killing them with Homeland Security. And I had my son in Cub Scouts, but I had to take him out because of this. We get the Boy Scouts email newsletters, and it's talking about it in there. And I'm so conditioned to this, I saw this in my email a month ago and didn't even cover it on air. They just acclimate you, accept it. Now, here's the Girl Scouts. Now, see, Obama said he wanted to address the kids. The Department of Education put out the learning schedule saying how they're going to help the president, how they're going to work with him, how they're going to write letters, how they're going to help him. On telescreens, the federal government coming in with federal education plans. Then Obama bait and switched and took that out to say, hey, I just want to speak to your kids. The government wants to start making announcements to them. It's no big deal. And then I have this article, AFP, AP, they're all covering it. U.S. Girl Scouts prepare for war pestilence. See, we told you they were going to put troops on the streets, and now they announced 400,000 under Homeland Security. 4,000 last year. It's all happening. Troops out running checkpoints. There's the Boy Scouts on your screen. Scouts trained to fight terrorists and more. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. This is the most hardcore, authentic, bona fide tyranny as it gets. The United States wants to enlist 3.4 million Girl Scouts in the effort to combat hurricanes, pandemics, terror attacks, and other disasters. Same thing with the Eagle Eyes program. With 50-plus thousand executives, 500,000 truck drivers, they're just taking everything over. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, launched a campaign Tuesday to entice the blue, brown, and green-clad multitudes to be even more prepared. Yeah, not just sell cookies. With the promise of a new patch if they pitch in. And it goes on to talk about looking for terrorists, watching for terrorists, and how the scouts will now join under Homeland Security with Citizen Corps. See, that's part of SecureCorps, a community-based initiative under Department of Homeland Security, Federal Emergency Management Agency, which coordinates national response to disasters. This is the government wanting your kids for anti-terror. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so bold, so off the charts. And then I'll probably have Media Matters or Think Progress put up big headlines saying none of this exists. I mean, that they just keep stonewalling. You got to take your children out of Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts. You got to have a huge boycott, because then the national group that was set up after the Civil War to be a paramilitary group, then they'll stop this. You got to boycott them. I'm calling for a national boycott. If they'd have done this with Hitler, they used their Boy Scouts to start the Hitler Youth.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When it comes to emergency preparedness, you know it's the responsible thing to do for you and your family. You also know that preparedness, though a necessity, can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, in these tough economic times, most cannot get ready for emergency situations. For many, preparedness has been placed on the back burner. This year has been tough for everyone, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have any less of a chance in a crisis. That's why Ready Reserve is offering wholesale pricing to the public. When you're ready, give us a call, and we'll work with your budget and family size to help you grow your preparedness needs. The worst thing you can do is nothing. Ready Reserve Foods is here to help you make that first affordable step. Call Ready Reserve now and ask for a free catalog. Call 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods. 1-800-453-2202. Making preparedness simple since 1972.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The majority of 9/11 victims' family members, according to scores of groups you've had live on air, said they believe 9/11 is a total inside job. Not just LIHOP let it happen on purpose. No, MIHOP made it happen on purpose. The majority. Going back 3+ years ago, Bill Doyle, publicly head of the biggest victims group, I forget, what is it, 10,000 families? His son Joey died in the tower, saying, yes, I believe it's an inside job, and more than half our members believe it. That clips in Terror Storm from the radio show. But the point is that the establishment always wraps themselves in the firefighters, the police, the dead people, and says, let us have more wars, let us attack Iraq, they carried out 9/11, yellow cake, WMDs, nukes. And Bill O'Reilly, the Daily Mail today in England, all of them are coming out against Charlie saying, how dare you attack the families, when I put Charlie in touch because he wanted to talk to him with Bob McElvain and others who are begging for this meeting with the president. Not just Charlie, but Charlie getting the meeting for them. That's what this has really all been about. That's part of the next phase of this that I'm kind of announcing now. There's a lot more you don't know, folks. But this was all done to put it on Obama's plate that he's covering up 9/11 and complicit in the torture and the secret arrests and everything Bush set up, he's continuing. O'Reilly, you're the pinhead. You're the guy who in the 80s made TV shows for Extra where you exposed that the government killed Kennedy and was involved in narcotics trafficking. You know what's going on. You're the guy that bullies your employees. You're the guy that is really a creepy person, if anybody's heard those tapes and seen those transcripts. You're the guy that threatened Charlie Sheen and basically said you're going to end up in the river if you make this loose change thing. And little do we know, you were threatening people for the White House, just like Beck and others have been in meetings with Bush, and that Mark Cuban was being threatened with being set up by the White House in emails and phone calls, now in the New York Times, if he put that movie out. Yes, we're engaging at point-blank range the New World Order, folks. We're in direct conversations with them. We're in direct confrontations with them. We're in direct, speaking directly to them, saying, we know your eugenics plan. We know your whole operation. We understand. We have your founding documents. We know your blueprint. And we're openly having a discussion with you saying we're not going along with what you're doing. And they respect that. They totally disrespect people that aren't aware of what they're doing. They're very evil, though, and are basically like, well, if you know what's going on, you see how dumb the public are, why don't you just join us? You know, that's kind of the idea and the spirit of this. It's very, very evil. So we're actually having an effect, thinking big, thinking bold. Does it mean we're going to have total victory? No, but we may. But it doesn't matter. We have victory in resistance. Resistance is victory. O'Reilly, you're a political whore. You support the bailouts like Beck, and then when it becomes unpopular, you say you were never for it. And you're a pinhead. You try to hold up George Clooney, who you've bashed before, and say he's a hero, but then Charlie Sheen's a pinhead, as if you are the grand judge, the white throne judgment, as if you're God. Here's a quick clip of that video last night.
On the pinhead front, actor Charlie Sheen, he's a bit out there on political matters. He continues to believe 9/11 was an American conspiracy.
America deserves better. I mean, come on. Come on, people. The 9/11 Commission report is a blatant mark of manipulation, secrecy, and fiction. Come on, the time is now. Demand the truth.
Mr. Sheen should get off it. His theory is offensive to those who lost loved ones on 9/11, and he is a pinhead.
You know, O'Reilly's dad was a New York cop that beat the living hell out of him. O'Reilly admits he's a bully. We're not here to be bullied by you anymore. You understand? Now, listen, I'm going live to the video of Charlie Sheen's video message to President Barack Obama on behalf of the 9/11 families who've asked Charlie to do what he's doing right now. This is a call to arms, a peaceful revolution and awakening for everybody to say, we're not going to allow you to use 9/11 for the police state, to use it for NORTHCOM against the American people, to dismantle and destroy our republic. And we're going to go to the town halls and the county commissioner meetings and the city councils and the senators meetings and to Obama's press conferences and his rallies and events. And 9/11 truth is coming out in full force. This is a full alert to come out and take action and get involved right now. Folks, I'm talking to you straight right now. I'm talking to you straight right now. Out there in TV land. Everybody on the web, full alert. Get this video that we're about to play of Charlie Sheen off InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's going up right after we play this clip. And get it out to everyone. Make it go mega viral like nothing we've ever done before. This is the call to action. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
No warning signs that I'm aware of.
And it was a revelation that the White House had no intention of making public.
President Bush was told in August that Osama bin Laden might be planning an attack involving the hijacking.
Could have predicted.
Nobody in our government, at least.
August 6th, PDG.
I believe the title was bin Laden determined to attack inside the United States.
70% of family members' questions were never answered during the 9/11 Commission report.
Lee Hamilton and Thomas Keene said they were set up to fail.
I mean, I'm a member of the commission. It's a scam. It's absolutely disgusting.
The questions, Mr. President. The questions.
Building 7 ablaze at the moment and apparently getting ready to collapse.
Building 7. Freefall collapse.
Well, no, there's never 7 coming down. The excitement and the fun that people get watching an old building being demolished, and they wired very carefully for days, and it's a very careful operation.
Third time today. It's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
This one of these doors is pulling. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
Well, only really what you already know. Details are very, very sketchy.
We are getting information now that one of the other buildings, Building 7 in the World Trade Center complex, is on fire and has either collapsed or is collapsing.
vanishing airplane?
My close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon. The only site is the actual side of the building that's crashed in. And as I said, the only pieces left that you can see are small enough that you could pick up in your hand. There are no large tail sections, wing sections, a fuselage, nothing like that anywhere around, which would indicate that the entire plane crashed into the side of the Pentagon.
Firefighters and police describing explosions. A lot of them.
This is a secondary explosion. We've got numerous people covered with dust from the secondary explosion.
Just floor by floor, it's gonna pop
it
out.
It was if it had detonated.
Yeah, detonated.
They were planned to take down a building. Boom, 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 boom.
Looks sort of like the building just demolished.
Even if there was no secondary explosives in the building.
Kind of like gunfire. You know, bang, 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 bang. And then all of a sudden, three big explosions.
Do you know if it was an explosion or if it was a building collapse?
To me, it sounded like an explosion.
Chief Albert Turry told me that he tried to get his men out as quickly as he could, but he said that there was another explosion which took place. And then an hour after, there was another explosion in one of the towers here.
Sybil Edmonds, FBI translator, breaking her gag order.
All our intimate relationship with bin Laden and Taliban. We did carry very intimate relationship with these people all the way up to September 11.
Bin Laden was spirited into this military hospital in Rawalpindi for kidney dialysis treatment. The military had him surrounded. They were saying that Osama bin Laden had to be watched carefully and looked after.
NORAD standing down. Where were the planes?
On now to one of the eeriest moments amid the carnage of 9/11. A mysterious plane was seen flying right over the president's residence.
The E-4Bs over New York and Washington, otherwise known as the Doomsday Planes.
It has never been officially explained.
Cell phones working at impossible altitudes. Solicitor General Ted Olson receiving phone calls that the FBI says were never made.
What happened during that call? This is the only information we have on these terrorists.
She was able to call him twice. How she could pull that off, we don't know, but she did.
These are the questions, Mr. President. These are the questions. They go on and on.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. I come to you today representing the families of the victims of September 11th, as well as millions of my fellow Americans. Hopefully by now you've had a chance to read my letter to you, 20 minutes with the President, and if not, at least had its contents brought to your attention. We have questions, Mr. President. Lots of questions. A lot of them are detailed in my letter, but trust me, there are hundreds of more questions. As my letter chronicles, sir, the 9/11 Commission itself says they were lied to, deceived, and essentially prevented from carrying out a real investigation. The people of the United States and the world demand the truth, sir.
We have to continuously ask questions. That's what a patriot does. That's what a true American does. We ask questions.
You, sir, have the power as well as the responsibility to initiate a truly independent congressional investigation into the events of 9/11 as well as its aftermath. We want our country back, Mr. President. Therefore, I'm not just calling on you and your team. I'm calling on each and every American citizen to wake up, stand up, and demand the truth. We're counting on you, Mr. President. Be on the right side of history.
Dissent is the highest form of patriotism. Thomas Jefferson.
Are you now saying that they weren't asking to block an investigation?
An investigation must not interfere with the ongoing efforts to prevent the next attack.
Senator Tom Daschle said last week that you called him several times and urged him not to investigate the attack.
Tom's wrong. He has, I think, in this case, let's say a misinterpretation.
Do
you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a one-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
This is privacy expert Dr. Catherine Albrecht. We're all creatures of habit, but there are some habits you need to break if you want to hang on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days on Start Page and break the Big Brother habit, just like I did. I switched to Start Page and never looked back. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll free, 877-327-0365.
Great job, Aaron Dykes. Out of the ballpark with that video. Absolutely out of the ballpark. Fabulous job. I directed it a bit, but Aaron did about 90% of the work. Just absolutely incredible job. We want that video to go completely mega viral. It's going up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com at the top of 20 minutes with the president. Just click on that banner. It should already be there for you. In fact, let's check that right now live on TV. Let's just click on 20 minutes with the president, see if we've got that up. For everybody, the banner at the top of the site will take you right to it. At InfoWars.com, you just click on the banner, and there it is. 20 minutes with the president. Charlie Sheen's video message to President Obama is now up live right now. It is now live right now, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to go get that video and get it out to the four corners of the planet. But I'll tell you what else just completely blows me away. That you have Bill O'Reilly and the Daily Mail in England, their third biggest paper, and all these other publications now trying to go with the spin that he's hurting the families on the eve of the anniversary, when it's the government that did these attacks with its corporate masters that sucks off their dead spirits, that uses their murder to empower their police state and the destruction of every free society on earth, and to bring in NORTHCOM and Homeland Security brigades and 400,000 troops, all of it. And the Girl Scouts to work for Homeland Security and FEMA. That's AP, AFP, Reuters. Here's the article right here. U.S. Girl Scouts prepare for war, pestilence. The unveiling of the patch marks a partnership between the Scout Citizens Corps, community-based initiative under DHS, Federal Emergency Management Agency, which coordinates national response to disasters. Girl Scouts of America, Chief Executive Kathy Collinger, said the tie-up with Citizens Corps provides an opportunity for our girls to lead the way in ensuring their families and their communities are prepared for emergencies. Yeah, your kids are going to tell you how to live your life. And remember that New York Times article? Not the New York Times article about the Boy Scouts being trained with machine guns to, quote, take on veterans and gun owners and saying how great it is. But the other one's about how the 7 and 8-year-olds are bossing their mothers around. Don't take a hot bath. It's bad for your carbon footprint. Remember that? The government is openly coming into the schools, teaching the kids how to spy on you openly. They started it with their phony drug war. They ship the drugs in, create the crisis, turn your kids into spies. Then it's for terrorism. And now carbon footprints. It's really happening. And the story, we have it linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Obama Youth Homeland Security wants to recruit Girl Scouts. And everybody else, Boy Scouts, everything. They don't want to recruit them. It's already happening. And the establishment just denies it, denies it. They announce it with one hand, one side of their mouth, and out of the other side of their mouth, they say it's not happening every time we say we don't want it. They know how unpopular this is. They know how tyrannical this is. They know how bad this is. They know how out of control this is. I don't even know what to say anymore. I mean, this is just so off the charts. We're going to open the phones up on the healthcare takeover, Obama calling Congress liars, saying that illegal aliens get coverage, which they do. We just read the sections earlier with Dr. Blaylock. The open Bank of the World being announced, the open announcements that the dollar may turn into the Argentine dollar and be worthless, basically. The open police state unfolding, but then people also standing up in mass. We're going to take your calls at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And, John, I want to come back with Krista Berg's Revolution. Did you find that in the computer? We're going to come in with that song for a couple minutes, then I'm going to go to your calls. 1-800-259-9231. And then Webster Tarpley pops in the next hour. We're going to continue with phone calls. I want to get his take on 9/11 Truth Rising, all the other issues that are happening. And if you're a radio listener and don't have access to the internet, we're going to re-air for radio listeners the audio of Aaron Dyke's off-the-charts, incredibly powerful video that he produced. And I appreciate Charlie sitting down and doing it and having the idea to call for a meeting with the president. He wants to go with the 9/11 victims' families, and he's directly talking to the White House right now. Just leave it at that. We don't know what's going to happen right now. So much going on that it's making my head spin. We're going to be back after this quick break right here on the one, the only GCN Radio Network, simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you don't have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, it's 15 cents a day. Check it out. It takes 1 minute to sign up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet, and they whisper the word
revolution.
There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships flying off the coast, and they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind.
Revolution.
Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar, revolution! Watch and wait, get ready for the sign.
They really are. Totally federalizing the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, the public schools. Here in Austin, they have TV ads that run for kids to turn their parents in. 8 years ago, 7.5 years ago, my film Road to Tyranny. It's really going on. It's really happening in mass. InfraGuard, 55,000 executives hired with shoot-to-kill orders on their employees if they don't go along with martial law. The clergy response teams, we broke that 1.5 years before it was national news. Preachers trained to tell you to go to FEMA camps, take shots. The Gardasil shots really are killing girls and maiming and paralyzing them. They knew and are doing nothing. They're covering it up. It's all just amazing what's happening. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. And I guess Earl, Chris, and Chris and Justin and many others are up next. In fact, who's up first here, John? Chris in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. It is absolutely appalling what's going on in America. We don't have freedom of speech. I can't even talk in the break room at work without worrying about the boss writing me up or... sending me home or giving me a bad work schedule.
Do me a big favor and turn your radio. Do me a favor and turn your radio off.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Because I'm getting some feedback. Yes, everywhere they're trying to chill speech. They're openly announcing a diversity czar in FCC. They say they're taking the web over. The Pentagon's openly taking the web over, openly announcing it under cybersecurity, openly saying that it's to restrict free speech. Openly telling people they're not allowed to criticize anything. You're not allowed to talk in church. They're telling them don't even talk with church members at lunch about politics. This country is in the middle of a Nazi/Soviet takeover.
Absolutely. Well, what people don't understand is this country was not founded on freedom of religion. Even though that's so, we want freedom of religion and speech and everything else. This country was founded on Christianity. Washington, Jefferson, all those, Benjamin Franklin, they were Christians. Why do you think everything's written in stone in our court system, in God we trust, and in our money? We're in the middle of hell. It's ridiculous. And we don't have
any freedom. So it works. You're not, I mean, everybody else has their free speech as long as it's politically correct, but you're not allowed to speak in the break room?
That's exactly right. I can't express my opinions. Not anything racial even, just about anything that offends someone. Oh, no, we can't have a serious talk.
Well, it's just like Obama can tell the congressman, you're being deceptive, you're lying about this being in the bill, and they go, no, you're lying, and then it's bad that they said, no, you're lying. I appreciate your call, Chris. It's not going to work, though. They're trying to buffalo America. They're trying to bushwhack us. They're trying to get us under their thumb. They're trying to break our spirit, make us capitulate to their tyranny, and it isn't going to work. Let's talk to Justin in Arkansas. Justin, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I wanted to call. I've been trying to call you, actually, for months. I'm sure you got a whole bunch of calls.
Well, you're on the air now. Good to talk to you.
Yeah. Well, I'm Native American, and the FBI has been harassing me and my wife and kids. And telling me they're going to take my kids away because I have an aunt that used to go to a church that they're looking for all the kids around the country. And I don't know where she's at. And so basically the FBI said they know that I am
person of interest.
No, they said that I am a... it sounded something like right out of Soviet, or I'm a conspirator, or I can't think of the word right now.
Conspirator?
Yeah, something like that. And
well, I mean, it's on record that the FBI, it's been all over the news, comes to people and say, you're going to falsely testify in court, or we're going to take your kids. And yes, it is so corrupt. What corrupted our police was first prohibition, making alcohol illegal. They all got bought off by the mob. Then they made drugs illegal. The CIA brings most of them in or has sub-distributors. That got corrupt policing because there's so much money involved. And I just had a member of parliament on over there where if you question the government in any way, they openly say they take your kids as punishment.
They said what they said was I was a sympathizer with this church.
Sympathizer.
Yeah, and so they would, if they had any trouble out of me, they were going to take my kids away. And I'm Native American. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of the Native American
Resettlement?
Child Right Act, something like that. Native American Child's Right.
Yes, I'm aware of it. Go ahead.
So, yeah, basically, it's illegal for them to take Native American kids.
Well, yeah, they had to pass a law saying, don't do it, sir. I appreciate your call, because they do it. George Bush Sr., when he was in the Nixon administration for two of the six years, he was also CIA chief, separately UN ambassador, ambassador to China. It was his job sterilizing 42%, that's what he got done, of all Native women. They just came, picked you up, family court, sterilized you. And they'd say, you let us do this surgery or we're taking your kids. And then they would go and sterilize them. That's mainstream news. That's also in my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And yes, I know that with the minority groups, they set the precedence to abuse them first, because the precedent was set over 100 and really 200 years ago that natives have no rights. Because, oh, look, they're ignorant. You know, you can buy New York for a bucket of beads, for a chest of beads, for wampum. Now, look, we got some glitter for you. And they, you know, the Indians didn't really have anything of ownership over land. They said, sure, you can fish here if you give me this big bucket of brushes and nails and beads and things the Indians like to trade. And so, yes, the family court set up 135 years ago, roughly, in England, the last 100 years in the U.S., openly are eugenics courts. We have the newsreels, clips from the put out on movie theaters by the government, where it shows them taking people's children. If you're poor, they come and take you and sterilize you. But they did it to whites, blacks, everybody, basically. But it's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable. And this is how they control populations. It's the British model of the concentration camp. Andrew Jackson's mother and brother died in a concentration camp. But as they were dying, they loaded them on a wagon and took them back home. That was their thing. They would almost kill you on the prison ship, starving you for 3 or 4 months. Then they bring you back, dump you off on shore to die. They took his mom and brother back to die there on the doorstep. They died, I think, his mother 2 weeks later, his brother a few days after. Of course, his dad had died when they first moved into, what was it, South Carolina. And his dad was a big, strong, strapping guy, and cleared with just an axe some huge amount of acreage in just a few months, and then collapsed and died when Andrew Jackson was still in his mother's womb. But there I go off into a side note. And then Andrew Jackson, when he was 12, was running messages for the rebellion, and this famous colonel came in and told him, you know, lick my boots, clean my boots, and Jackson said no. So he pulled out his saber and slash him across the face from the back of his head all the way to his chin. That's why he had that big scar. Somebody's got to make a movie about that guy's life. It's unbelievable. Talk about Conan the Barbarian. I mean, that life is just that's the real Conan the Barbarian, is Andrew Jackson. I mean, you talk about something that moves. I mean, if you put everything he did in a movie, people wouldn't believe it. And side issue, though. That's the guy that was leading Davy Crockett and all those people, and Sam Houston, and they'd have arrows sticking out of them. I mean, it was just absolute swashbuckling like you couldn't imagine. And he did a lot of bad stuff to the natives, what he learned from the British. So he was an interesting character. But you have to look at him in the history and the time he was in. At that time, they had huge Indian tribes merging that had weapons given to them by the French and British in different wars. They would pour down out of Illinois and out of Canada, sometimes 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 to 1, the Native Americans. And, of course, their cause was just as well. But it was a fight where the whites were losing most of the time. That's why all the Hollywood movies you see set in the 1860s, 70s, 80s, where they're out west just wiping Indians out, it was because most of those people had family members killed in the Indian Wars. See, you never see that in Hollywood, though, about the real Indian Wars, folks. I mean, it was groups of Indians, groups of natives with the Americans, and groups of natives with the French, and groups of natives with the British, and it was just absolute bedlam, and in natives killing natives, and just total slaughter and constant wars. And so it isn't what Hollywood puts out. It isn't the image Hollywood puts out. But then, by the time that the whites were truly in control, by the 1870s or so, they did engage in genocide and crimes unspeakable. And I'm against what they're doing to the natives currently right now, and I fight for native rights, and I fight for the Lakota Nation. You have to understand it all in a historical perspective. Okay, I said I'd take calls, and I went off the deep end there. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air.
Good morning, Alex. How you doing?
Oh, man, did you just hear that Charlie Sheen piece?
Yes, sir. And I'm, just as you are, and I think that all people that love freedom and liberty and want to see an end to this tyranny that's evolving into something that is going to be insurmountable if it continues on as it is in a very short time frame, I believe. Charlie has really put himself out there with everything he's got, as you do, sir. Alex, I know that this is 9/11 coming up tomorrow. I realize that 9/11 is the talk of the town, so to speak, the talk of the country, perhaps the talk of the world at this point around this date and time, even though it's been 8 years now. But I remember last April when the flu pandemic, so to speak, first raised its ugly, evil head, and how I felt, and I sense that you felt the same way, that there was a dark curtain being lowered over freedom and liberty, that we were very close at that time. You lost one or two of your main websites, that they were already...
No, we were definitely officially hacked. That was 100% certified.
They were ready to shut everything down. They can do that again. I feel that this is what, in their dark, evil layers of the low and mighty, that they're actually laughing at everything that we do around 9/11, everything that everyone says about the truth of it over the last 8 years right up to today, including Charlie Sheen, because they have this tremendous flu pandemic ace in the hole card, which is going to shut everything down. And none of it will matter as far as other areas of dissension such as 9/11 are concerned. And I think that they figured they've already got the game won, and that the attention that needs to be drawn to the poison that's in these vaccinations should be the number one priority. Because if they
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I mean, we've been having doctors on two or three times a week. I talked about it yesterday. I've broken it down. I've warned people. I don't want to say we've had a victory, but they were saying they were going to vaccinate everybody forcibly. Now they've backed off and say only 50 million people. They are setting up all the martial law stuff in place. And we've warned the public and police and firemen and medical workers and nurses, the majority in all these news articles and polls are saying they're not taking it. So I'm not saying we're out of the woods, but we're in the fight here. And we've got to expose false flag terror. We've got to expose the youth brigades. We've got to expose the new bank of the world, the plunging dollar. We've got to, this show's a four-hour show. I'm here covering all the issues, and I'm hitting it all as quick and as fast and as good as I can. Doesn't mean I'm perfect, but I do hear your points. Let's talk to Dustin in Illinois. Dustin, go ahead.
How's you doing?
Good.
I've also seen you on NWO documentary. And I've been listening to you ever since. My wife's grandma, she was in the hospital. They diagnosed her with cancer. She's 97 years old. She has not had any vaccinations since she was a kid. My wife told me about it. I said, that's not true. She hasn't had any vaccinations. She can't have cancer. And I insisted that they do another check. They checked it. It turned out to be scar tissue.
Well, that's great. Yeah, I've seen numbers of as much as 45% of the time happened to my grandmother. Scar tissue in a lung, cut her lung out, messed her heart up, ended up killing her a few years later. I've got one precious grandmother left, and they tried to chop a bunch of her off. She said no, and she's alive three, 4 years later, and it turned out it wasn't really what they said. All of this goes on. But, no, you can get cancer without taking vaccines. I mean, that happens to all mammal species. It's just the prevalence of cancer has gone from 1 in 33 in the 50s to 1 in 3. It's about to be 1 in 2 getting cancer and dying from it. So it's toxins in the environment, it's vaccines, it's a cocktail of things. But that's great news that it turned out it was scar tissue.
Another thing, I was going to school for law enforcement, and my corrections teacher, he showed us a video about eugenics.
Hold on. Stay there. I want to come back to you after this quick break. I'm trying to get an update right now from Charlie Sheen. Stay with us.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Everything they did with Obama was about saying it was about unity, but the globalists in their great game of divide and conquer want division. That's why they inject the race term when you don't want to turn your guns in, when you don't want your kids turned into government spies, when you don't want trillions and trillions of dollars a month given to foreign offshore banks. They then bully you, injecting race into it. And I hear talk show callers, especially black folks, calling in thinking everybody's racist and doesn't like Obama because he happens to be 6.5% African. Yeah, his dad hailed as an Arab. So we have our first Arab American president. Fine. It isn't about him. He's a puppet. Going back to Dustin in Illinois. Dustin, you're saying you were going to law enforcement school, what, taking a college course in criminology or law enforcement or justice? Where was this and what did they say about eugenics?
It was my corrections teacher. He had shown a video to us about eugenics, and I remember him saying Hitler got the idea from us.
Well, then it sounds like he was a good guy. Was he showing you one of my films?
No, I didn't even hear of you until that documentary NWO came out.
Well, it sounds like he was good then. I mean, was he saying this was bad?
Yeah, he was just talking about pretty much...
See, that's why I've apologized, because I only saw the videos of cops beating people up on TV and cops doing me wrong at demonstrations. Now I realize on the streets and in emails and calls that the majority of police, because they know what's going on, they're on the inside, are just as freaked out as we are. That's why we've got a real hope here. Ron Paul got more contributions from the military than he got than anybody else got. So that's the good news, is that the people in the inside know what's happening in many cases.
Correct. He was just saying that Hitler got the idea from us about
destroying and
pretty much telling us that the system is corrupt and there's nothing we can do about it, pretty much. He was a real good teacher.
Was this in college?
Yes, this was in college class at a community college.
Oh, so he was a professor. But was he a former police officer?
He was chief of police.
Wow.
A little bit. He did work for Illinois State Police.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I appreciate your call. I mean, listen, I'll be in a restaurant in Austin. I'll be in a sporting goods place. And almost every time, I'll be at Luby's, you know, cafeteria by myself eating something real quick. And cops walk over and they go, "Hey, Alex, want to shake your hand? Can I have your autograph?" In the last four flights, back and forth to California, actually six flights, four of the six times, going and coming, I've had the TSA ask for autographs and shake my hand, and I couldn't believe it the first couple times, and it's like, we all know, and we understand what's going on, Alex, and my supervisor's a huge fan, and you know, our commander's a huge fan, and I'm like, and then I'd walk through the gate to fly out of L.A. This only happened once where I had the TSA were fans, two of them, everyone I ran into. Like, the person taking my ticket, checking it, was a fan. Then I'm walking through the scanner. They go, "Like what you're doing." And I'm going, "Huh?" And then there's LAPD over by an on-the-border Mexican food restaurant. And they come over and say, "Hey, Alex, like what you're doing." And I'm like, Twilight Zone music is playing. I mean, I had no idea how big this show has gotten. Praise God. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.